So you are obviously a former candidate yourself. You waited until September to endorse Donald Trump. How do you feel about yesterday's results?
Well, of course, I think this. I think that the media has been in control of the thinking in this country for quite a while, and so they projected with total certainty that Hillary Clinton would win the presidency. So it's a bit startling this morning. I remember yesterday I wrote down Dr. Sabato's projections, and he projected Hillary Clinton 322 and Donald Trump 216. So here we are. We wake up this morning, and Donald Trump is president of the United States. But I'm optimistic. I think that we now have a fresh person and fresh ideas to move forward to face the challenges that, frankly, they have been neglected and have not been solved and would never have been solved with Hillary Clinton. So I think there's an opportunity for America now. I'm looking forward to the work that has to be done.
So even though Trump won overall, like you said, in a very unpredictable way, he didn't win in Virginia. It was tight, but he didn't win. And what do you think that says about the state as someone who has run elections here yourself? Is it still a swing state, or can you just say Virginia is totally reliably blue now?
No, I think Virginia is still a swing state. We've elected Republicans. We've elected Democrats. It just depends, I think, upon the situation in the country and the situation in the state. But Virginia is very much a microcosm of the United States. It's very diverse. We have different people with different ideas. But I think that what has happened in the United States yesterday is a turn against the leftward drift in this country. And I think that that creates many, many opportunities for the United States.
That happened statewide, too. Republicans seem to hold on to many seats throughout the state that were in play, three in particular, one in up where you were in Alexandria. What do you think mobilized Republicans to get out there in Virginia and vote?
I think Virginians, again, were like a microcosm of the country. It's just demographically, particularly with the Northern Virginia area, that people reacted to Donald Trump in Virginia in a way that it caused Virginia to go for Clinton. But in the United States as a whole, where demographically things were more balanced, then I think that you saw a different result. The divisions in the United States or in the Republican Party have not occurred. The Republicans joined together and came together. My message over the last number of months has been for the Republicans to come home to their candidate, and I think that they have across the country, to be sure. But what's really exciting about this race is that the economic distress issues that the Democrats had brushed off now can be addressed. The extreme dangers that we now face internationally, which the Democrats have brushed off, can now be addressed. And I think the American people understood that there was a need for a change. This was a change election, and they sure got it.
Virginia is electing a governor next year. It's obviously hours after the election was called last night, but what do you think this means for next year's race?
I believe that the race next year is the same that I've been saying for a long time. The people of Virginia will vote a Democrat when they think the Democrats are offering the best solutions, and Republicans when they think the Republicans have the best answers and opportunities for the people. So the race for governor next year really depends upon how the candidates present themselves. I think that the sense of groups, teams, tribes, whatever you want to call it, that has been so much in moving forward in the last number of years, I think has proven to not be accurate in the United States. And Virginia is very much a microcosm of the United States. I've been watching some of the television this morning, as a matter of fact, and I'm startled about how delusional the people on the liberal side still are this morning. And they're coming up with a lot of different reasons and excuses as to why Donald Trump won. But the fact is that Obamacare has been seen as a failure. Premiums are going up. People are challenged about their jobs. Young people are not getting the opportunities that they need after they finish college. The economy is not growing. And the position up to this point in the country has been that that's okay. That we have a welfare state to take care of everybody, and opportunity really isn't necessary in this country. And the Donald Trump victory, I think, rejects all that and says, no, we're going to move forward with vibrancy and excitement.
After yesterday's results, is there anything in your immediate future that you'd want to talk about?
Not a thing for me, other than the fact that I want to try to help get the country back on the right track. I think that the people have felt that the country was on the wrong track. I think much work needs to be done to build up the economy and to give people opportunities. I think that there needs to be the international challenges must be faced squarely. The danger that we're facing from the rise of Russia and China and the danger of the Iran deal, these are all very real things, and I think that they've got to be faced, and I hope that I can make a contribution.
So you're feeling hopeful about things moving forward. You're feeling like people can work together in Washington now.
It's a fresh start. The Republicans at this point control the presidency, the Senate, and the House. But I don't believe that means any kind of dictatorship. That's not what America is all about. It's divided power, as it should be, to preserve people's liberties. And I think that what we've seen with this election yesterday, though, is a decisive move to make change. This was an election that demanded change. And I think it was all put aside because of the horrible personal attacks that went on, the savage campaign. The savaging of Donald Trump was awful. And I think that this can now all be put aside and we can move forward together. And Trump's initial speech exactly indicated that he wants to be the president for all the people.
Is there anything about yesterday's election statewide or nationwide that surprised you? Any one thing that surprised you more than anything else?
Well, I thought the Virginia race was closer than was projected. People expected Virginia to be a walkaway for Hillary Clinton, and it really wasn't. Even until late in the night, it was not certain which way Virginia was going to go. So I think what you're really seeing here, again, is Virginia's a microcosm of the nation, with the difference being that people in Northern Virginia who are so influenced by the national media, voted in a particular way for the expected candidate. But I believe that what you really saw was a closer election in Virginia than was expected. And I think that's a result of the thinking across the United States that we have seen.
Are you surprised by the results?
I am surprised. And the reason is because we had been told relentlessly for almost a year that this result was impossible. Name anybody that had been told that Pennsylvania was possibly a Republican state this year. Name anybody that said that they thought that Michigan, which hasn't been decided yet, but that it would be in play. Nobody thought of any of these things. And I think they were confidently giving North Carolina to Hillary Clinton. And propaganda is important. What the national media have been projecting and saying relentlessly for months and months and months, I think that people should celebrate the fact that the people of the United States, the voters of the United States, are not dominated by that. They're still free to think about their own futures in a productive way. And I think that's a celebration of the American democracy.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on that?
I think the listeners in Virginia cannot lose sight of what needs to be done. Obamacare is a socialized medicine type of program has been rejected by the people of the United States. The idea that everything is perfect economically has been rejected, and people know that there has to be improvement. The foreign policy of the United States is very dangerous and has almost been not discussed in this campaign, certainly not in the media. So I think that has to now be addressed in a serious way. But now all the opportunities exist for a fresh look and a fresh start. It's really quite exciting, and I think we should grasp these opportunities.